AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you.
You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Think about the decisions here. 2 days to protect a woman's right to make basic healthcare decisions or not. 2 days to protect Social Security and Medicare or not. 2 days to protect our climate, our planet, or not. 2 days to protect our democracy or not. To me, that just summarizes what's at stake.
No, pardon me, Professor Senator Warren. I need to double binky. Being it is election day, I have both Jody Hamilton and I have Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Happy Blue Tsunami.
And thank you. Happy Blue Tsunami to you.
We are going to do this.
And God bless the United States.
We are going to do this.
Yep.
God bless the United States.
Yes.
Yes. We are going to do this. And the reason that I believe we're going to do this is because women and young voters are going to turn out in mass.
Yep.
And women,
we have a youngin' who is nodding his head yes, like a little bobblehead dog. But yes,
absolutely,
your point is,
my
girl, yes, pink tsunami and a young tsunami, correct?
Absolutely, because this is the thing. Any man who has been in a long-term relationship with a woman should know this, and Joy kind of talked about it as well. We don't forget.
Yeah.
You try and take away our autonomy, we're not going to forget. Women have not forgotten, so I don't care what the polls are saying.
It's gone out of our silly little heads because it was months ago now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They are sorely mistaken, and they're going to be hurt today.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is going to be a tsunami. And thank you for having Victor on because he is exactly what we need today.
Yes, well, you are his opening act. You opened for him, and I mean that in a slutty, milfy kind of way. But you know what? She's right. We're going to win. You know why? Because of the kids in America.
We're the kids in America. Whoa. We're the kids in America.
Hello, Victor Shi. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
They remind me you're not a kid.
It's so great to see you.
You're not a kid, however, compared to me.
That, he's also never heard that song because that came out in 1981.
That was the year I was born.
Yeah.
Compared to those of us who are old and cynical. I'm just saying, Victor, you have been very happy clappy on the Twitters and elsewhere. But, you know, yours is based on actual numbers. Yesterday, you said, let's look at what we're seeing with 1 day left in the following battleground states. Turnout among young Democrats is far higher than at this time in 2018. And you went through, you know, Georgia, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, the actual numbers and said young Democrats are turning out. But then you said, you tweeted, but young Republicans in the following battleground states are turning out at far lower rates than in 2018. You list Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Texas. You said, bottom line, young Democrats are showing up, young Republicans aren't. And that's dragging down the average, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the most fascinating things that I'm seeing. So we've been going through, so I'm currently in D.C. with a group called Voters of Tomorrow, and I've been going through the data on Target Early, which is the platform that we use to kind of accumulate all our data. And it's fascinating because what you see kind of alluded in that tweet is you have young Democrats turning out in really, really high numbers, far surpassing the numbers of 2018 in key battleground states. Only in a couple of states are young Democrats turning out in fewer numbers. But in those states, you also see young Republicans turning out at far lower numbers than 2018. And so it's interesting because overall, the youth turnout rate is slightly lower than 2018, but that's mostly because of young Republicans staying home, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, you also tweeted a year ago Republicans were polling 10 points higher than Democrats. Now it's dead even between Democrats and Republicans. Please stop acting like this election is over. We still have 2 days and the power is in our hands to keep organizing and turning out votes. You know, I think it's that kind of enthusiasm. And I think I'm hoping this is the year young people get sick of old hags like me going, young people never turn out.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a lot. I think young people get it. There's a lot on the line right now.
There is a lot on the line. And I think, you know, one of the things that I always like to stress, and this is the whole point why Jill and I, we created this podcast, is because it's really an intergenerational effort to save democracy. It's everyone turning out no matter what age you are. I think a lot of the times, you know, young people might look to older people as the people who save democracy. But this time around, I think young people really know their place in this system. They're energized. They're enthusiastic about voting. And so I think what's going to make this election different is you're going to have all the generations come out to vote today. You know, there are already a lot of votes cast. And together, I think we're going to save democracy. And it's that intergenerational spirit that I think gets everyone out there and ready and saving democracy. So fingers crossed.
You know, I'm super old, but you just made me ovulate. I just want to tell you that right now. That was so precious and positive.
And I just want to say, too, you mentioned the polls. I mean, I don't like to take stock in the polls, but, you know, when you have poll after poll after poll showing that Democrats and Republicans are pretty much tied, I think it's really irresponsible for anyone to jump to conclusions. I mean, a lot of the polls, I'm convinced, are Republican propaganda. You have a bunch of polls that are just small sample size. You have a bunch of polls that are skewed Republican. And so, you know, don't take too much stock in the polls and don't let anyone tell you that this election's over because we still have, I mean, at least 12 hours until most polls close.
Yeah. And you, again, a lot of your tweets, very specific. You were talking about on NBC, they were saying young people, women and black voters in Wisconsin up nearly 50% compared to 2018. So, you know, if we are reading tea leaves, the tea leaves are pretty good, but they're also in the actual early voting numbers. So that's not even polling we're talking about anymore.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that was Ben Wickler who said that he's the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And he's been just such a fierce voice for why Wisconsin's so important. I was watching that and then I texted him afterwards saying, is that true? Like young people, black people, women, all of these people are up nearly 50% from 2018. He said, yes, this is what we're seeing. You're seeing a ton of people energized, ready to vote. And last night, Mandela Barnes from Wisconsin, who's running for Senate, he also made a similar point where, I mean, you're seeing a lot of these non-traditional voters go out and vote. And because there's so much on the line in this election, from abortion to contraception access to who you want to marry, I mean, all of these things are on the line. And these are things that Republicans have said out loud, which I think is the most sickening part, is that they've told us what they want to do. And so voters pay attention. I think they're listening. And so far from what we know, I think the turnout rates look pretty good.
Yeah. Victor, what do you think is the issue driving the younger voter to the degree that we're seeing this time? I mean, does it have to do with student debt or marijuana or just everything?
I think, like you said at the beginning of this segment, it's overwhelmingly abortion for young people. We did a poll at Voters of Tomorrow, and nearly 70% of young people said that abortion was their top factor for why they're voting in this election. After the Dobbs decision, I can tell you the number of people who I saw post on my Instagram stories who said they would register to vote, who spoke out, was far greater than anything else I've ever seen before. So, I think young people are really energized by abortion, but it's not just that. It's things like climate change, like you said, student loan forgiveness, which has been something that President Biden promised on the campaign trail and accomplished when he was in office. Gun reform, gun safety, these are all things that are so kind of immediate in young people's lives and young people care about.
Yeah. Well, and let me say, as someone with whose girl parts are, you know, barren, empty wasteland where no man's seed can find purchase, we care. Right? We care, too.
We do.
We can't have kids anymore. I'm just saying.
I can't either.
It is an issue that unites all of us.
I thought you were only 41.
Hey, sometimes it goes early.
They quit early. Yeah.
Okay. You had the experience of a 61-year-old.
Don't, not in front of the children. Don't talk about mommy's hoo-ha in front of the baby. Victor, you also tweeted footage from University of Michigan on campus voting center shows a huge line of young people waiting to vote. Young people in Michigan and across the country are fired up, ready to turn out. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I mean, I saw that in University of Austin as well. And I'm always, you know, Victor, I'm of two minds. You're like, oh, that's great. Turnout, but you're like, it is by design that they're making kids wait in lines because they know you're going to vote Democratic. It's yeah. You know, by design that they took polling stations away from you know, university areas, right?
No, and that was one of the most extraordinary things I saw. So I have a friend at University of Michigan, and so he went and recorded the line, and the line was out the door. You see all of these young people waiting in line, and that's part of the reason why I think for so many young people voting sometimes is so difficult, because you have to wait in such long lines. I was talking to some friends on college campuses, and they said some, especially universities in the South, they took away polling locations in this election, and so the nearest polling location is 20-25 minutes away from campus, and so it's a long haul to get there. You have lines. One of the great things about Twitter is that they have this service called Pizza to the Poll. So if your line is an hour if it's an hour longer line, you can basically go on.
If Twitter, listen, you add some weed in the pizza, polls. We will never elect Republicans again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think these lines are such an indication that young people are energized, but it's also sad that you see lines that long and that you don't have more access to voting for young people, I think.
Victor, to what degree is the, speaking of Texas, them doing stuff like making sure you can use a gun, you know, ID, but not a student ID to vote? I mean, to what degree do you think that's going to affect things? And how do we, I mean, I guess that's the problem. We got to get the levers of power back to change things that are blatantly discriminatory like that.
And that's one of the things that I've been seeing in the data overwhelmingly. The two states where you're seeing young people turn out at far lower rates than 2018 are Florida and Texas. And part of the reason why I think that is because they have voter IDs laws that are surgically targeted to make it harder to vote. Voter ID laws, just like you said, where, you know, just because you have a student ID doesn't mean that you can actually vote because it's not an acceptable form of ID. Things like getting rid of college campus centers so that voters have to go to a campus, I guess, go to a voting location further away. I mean, all of these things are so designed to keep people from the polls. And those are also the states where you're seeing young people just turn out not as in high numbers.
Well, a lot of kids don't have a car. They don't have a license from the state that they're, you know, the university's in. They have it from their home state. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, Jody. I was in the other place. Not UCLA. You remember, USC. Sorry, I don't hold that against you.
That.
I mean, my point is fight on for old SC.
No,
victory.
No.
But
Bruins,
not that I hold a grudge.
Way.
See,
Bruins,
women never forget. Women never forget. you tweeted one more day. This is the time to talk to every young person in your life. Make sure they have a plan. They have a plan to vote. Talk to them about the power they have in this election, because to save democracy, we're going to need as many young people voting as possible. Don't give up yet. And I would say that today, right? You can still, you know, do day of, right? We've got, you know, the entire day to make sure, because some people, that's what we were just saying about it's pouring here in LA. I don't know if you've talked to your friends at UCLA, but, you know. We're kind of giant sees when it rains here in LA. So this is why we voted early. But and can I just say real quick, you're I wanted to get your take on Twitter. And you said so much for free speech. My friend and legendary comedian Kathy Griffin got suspended from Twitter for impersonating Elon Musk. Our country and Twitter is in serious trouble if we don't understand what comedy is. Yeah, I thought he announced comedy's back, I guess, except for Kathy.
I mean, he clearly doesn't understand what it is. And Elon Musk, I mean, the whole Twitter platform is going to a place where I don't want it to go. I think where anyone wants it to go. But, you know, one of the things that I personally want, I like Twitter. I think Twitter is a great platform in many ways. It's dangerous in many ways because of how much misinformation is on there. But overall, I like it. But what I'm seeing Elon Musk do is just so concerning. You know, I don't know what the alternative is. I know that Mastodon is something that people are flocking towards. But I've tried to go on Mastodon, and it looks, I don't know, it's a little bit confusing.
It confused the heck out of me when I tried to sign up. Yeah.
I say stay.
Social looks like
I am Mel Gibson in Braveheart, but without the racism and homophobia. Stay. Everybody hold. Stay on Twitter till we figure out as one, because I'm afraid we're going to splinter, like Travis said.
I just wanted to go and take a look at it, because that's what I heard people were looking at. And like Victor said, it is confusing. So confusing. It's like, pick a server. I'm like, I'm done. Stop.
Yeah. Bye. Yeah. Well, Counter Social looks like TweetDeck.
Oh, all right. Well,
so it's more familiar.
Listen, hold. To everybody hold. It's election day. Let's just focus on voting.
Just wait until election day is over after
Victor,
that.
We're old and feeble. Give us the marching orders for today. Tell us, give us your pitch, your election day pitch.
So, I mean, there's still time. There's still hours until polls close. I would say two things. First is just try to reach out to one young person in your life. It can be a college student. It can be a nephew. It can be a grandchild. Just reach out to them. Let them know how important their vote is. They have the power to decide this election. The numbers show that, especially in 2018 and 2020, if young people didn't show up in the way that they did, Democrats would have lost control of Congress in 2018. In 2020, President Biden wouldn't have been president, and Senators Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff wouldn't have been senators. So it's young people who have the power to decide elections. Reach out to one person. I think this election is all about turnout.
Yep.
A lot of the races, especially on the local level, are going to be decided by the margins. And so make sure you reach out to at least one person in your life today. And then also let them know that if they go out and wait in polls, they can stay there as long as they get there before polls close. So even if polls close at 9, if they get there at 8:59, wait in line. And if it's a long line, ask pizza to the polls to make sure that they can get pizza or water while they're waiting in line.
Yeah. Victor, teach us old people how to talk to the youngins. If I'm going to talk to a young person, what's the slang we're using now? Oh, I want to be cool election mom. Do you say, hey, what's the 411 anymore?
No.
Peace out to y'all's mamas.
No.
He doesn't know what 411
Victor,
is.
Help us. How do we talk to, what's a salutation
Nobody
I can use?
Nobody dials 411 anymore.
Shut up, Chris. What do I do, Victor?
So I don't know any, time. That's an interesting, I don't know any slang for voting, which is, I think, part of the problem. It's like we should make voting more fun and enjoyable.
Yeah,
I don't know any slang particularly. Right. Maybe send them if you find like a young activist on TikTok, maybe send them a TikTok.
There you go.
As soon as I figure that out. that'll be six election cycles from now when I figure out TikTok. All right, love you. Thank you, Victor. Children are the future, starting with you. Okay.
Victor
Shi. It's iGen Politics, right?
Yes.
Podcast with our friend Jill Winebanks. Get it. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Raycon wireless earbuds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something all the kids are using, the earbuds, right?
Yeah, they are.
I could try bribery with
hip.
Raycons. They're half the price of other premium audio brands, and everyone loves it. It's the holidays, Travis. I mean, it's time to look like a hero, trying to get something everybody will love.
How many hours of battery life do those have?
Oh, thanks for asking. 54.
If you're standing in line at a poll to vote all day today, your Raycons will keep you
in. Yeah,
how many modes does it have?
Oh, it has a couple at least. There's awareness mode and also noise isolation.
All
thanks
so, like,
for
you
asking.
Don't want to pay attention to people
Stop
who are standing in line around
to me,
you.
Both of you.
I'm changing the mode on my Raycon so I can only hear me. Right now, you can get 30% off by shopping Raycon's holiday bundles. Everyone needs a pair of Raycon in their ears, whether it's listening to music, taking work calls, or blasting out your workout playlist. Get it. You can find Raycon in stores, but what are you doing that for? You get the best deal ever when you use my special link, buyraycon.com/Stephanie. They also offer buy now, pay later options on the website. Right now, go to buyraycon.com/Stephanie. Use the code EARLYBF to get 20% off site-wide, or save even bigger and get that 30% off Raycon's exclusive holiday bundles. That's code EARLYBF at buyraycon.com/Stephanie.
Everything's fine. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. For more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, every collection, 600 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone, to help find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com, your one-stop holiday gift-giving destination for everyone on your list. With the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns, WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and holiday sales events happening now for the best prices of the season on wine storage, gifts, and more. Get free standard shipping on orders $99 or more. Some exclusions apply. WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data rates may apply. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives? These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2. Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with lows around 23. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 41 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. 34 tomorrow night, overcast. Highs around 51 Tuesday with a chance for scattered showers. Chance for snow 30 on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
What? Speaking of that, hi, Kevin in D.C. What? That's nothing to do with me getting ready to blow.
Morning.
Hello, good morning. This is one of the Stephanie Miller Show tea leaves. Kevin is feeling happy clappy about today. Go ahead, Kev.
Yes, I am. And because Kimberly and Sandra, as I mentioned, broke my Be Near People cherry, I actually went in person to vote. I love the I voted sticker on my chest right now.
Fantastic.
And yes, all the reports are that all of the, you know, it's a record voting, and that always favors Democrats. So in this moment, before we find out whatever happens tomorrow, I just want to take the time to thank all the people that I've met through the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Both celebrity and non have been awesome, and I hope that we have a lot of good news to wake up to tomorrow.
Oh, me too.
I feel like I'm holding hands.
Or that the asteroid
virtually
hits later if it's not good. Pardon me?
You all right, Chris?
Yes, sorry, Kevin.
You know, we're out for liberals. So whatever happens tomorrow, we will survive it.
Yep.
And keep on fighting. If necessary.
Yep. Yes. Right. All our lives to live. All our love to give. Chris, are you okay?
Was it age related, brain
related, something?
Are you okay? It's just this, how this studio was built.
Oh. It was the asteroid. Oh. He was trying to dodge it.
Well, Charlie Pierce is next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54. So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
just the facts of what's going on here. Election deniers setting up procedures by which little committees or by governors can overturn the results of elections. To call the press the enemy of the people. To co-opt evangelicals. And I grew up in a Christian faith, in a parsonage, born and raised in a parsonage. I know a whole lot about religion. And I know there's always an attempt to co-opt religions. And that is what's going on here.
Congressman.
If people want to deny it, that's fine. But
okay,
the facts are very clear.
Thank you, Jim Tybill.
Yes.
That would be the Fox News.
The blonde Fox News whore.
Right.
That
okay.
narrows
Thank
it down.
You. Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
You.
I'm glad you know which one I'm talking about.
All right. Thank
exactly.
God. You're only a whore for one man.
What? There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce. He's a clown.
That's Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Right.
It's election day.
Oh, it's a little election day song. Okay. It's not over? Okay.
No. Nobody knows. It's the last
okay. All right, Charlie. No, I mean, how's things in Wisconsin?
The weather is wonderful as opposed to Los Angeles, I hear, which is floating out the sea again.
Yes.
I told you not to root for this blue tsunami because you're actually going to get one, but it's going to be a blue one. And it's going to come right down out of your basement ceiling. Out here, this is a very important state, and I don't have the faintest bloody idea what's going to happen.
Wow.
I'll tell you one thing I am sure of, though. Young Victor is never going to get over that radio hit he just did with you. I'm not kidding. The gynecological side trips y'all took.
I know.
With this
yeah.
guy. He's too young for that,
It's the Mrs. Robinson hour.
She still wants to vote to protect yours.
It's the Vampira hour.
What are the chances of a Mandela Barnes win, would you say?
I think he's a longer shot than Tony Evers, but I don't think I keep making that mistake.
Yeah.
I think he's a longer shot than Tony Evers is, but it's not that long a shot.
Yeah.
And again, with all the finagle, there are lawsuits going on now about what votes can be counted everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know what's going to happen at about 11:30 tonight. The Republicans are going to declare victory and then hope the rest of America goes to bed.
Yep.
And then if anything flips overnight, it will be stolen.
Right.
We're all ready for that, right?
Right.
I hope.
Yeah.
I think Mandela Barnes has taken an amazing beating out of here. He is black, And
Yes, I've heard that.
That is a factor, by the way, in elections in this country, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
I think it's good news, though, that both of those, have been slapped down. They're last-minute attempts to get mail-in ballots thrown out.
Yeah, right? There's also been a pretty good one in a place called Jefferson County, Texas, where apparently they'd gone back to the old, count the chickpeas in the jar method of registering black voters. What's your name? Can you recite your home address?
Wow.
Blah 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 blah. And the local NAACP got wind of this and took them to court and won a pretty convincing victory. So,
right.
God only knows how many other small places this is going on.
You quoted Kerry Lake said, "We don't have any McCain Republicans here, do we? Well, get the hell out." Before she called McCain a loser and a white nationalist.
What?
And you just said, "Dear Katie Hobbs, the politics gods just served you up a nice steak." These candidates are legitimately far right loons.
Oh, and the further you go down the ballot, the worse it gets. There are people running for Secretary of State, people running for Attorney General. These are seriously deranged people. Politically, I don't know. They're probably lovely to their dogs and are nice to the grandkids at Christmas, but they're deranged politically.
Yeah.
And they will have absolutely no idea what to do once they get into office, except damage. That's what they can do.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what
they do. I don't have a constructive idea about how to like fix any problem.
Yeah. I'm going to take as a good sign that Ted Cruz was booed, and you said, what the hell was he doing in that parade in the first place? Yeah.
I never saw that before. I have never seen a politician in a sports victory parade before.
Right.
I guarantee you, in Massachusetts, in Boston, any politician, Democrat or Republican, who horned in like that, they'd throw rocks at his head.
Well,
they threw a beer can at Ted.
Apparently they threw
a beer can at Senator Cruz. Don't throw beer cans at politicians.
It's a waste of the beer.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to need it for the Trump indictments. Yeah. So, you know, you were, retweeting a CNN headline about the horse race between Trump and DeSantis, and you said neither of these guys should be president. Your horse race preview. I mean, what I can't wait for today is to hopefully wipe some smirks off some pundits' faces that have been, you know, predicting a red wave for I don't know how long.
Yeah, which way I would bet, I would bet that the Democrats hold on to the Senate and lose the House. I mean, that's basically the way I'm
Jody
leaning,
is right? Shaking her head. She thinks we're going to keep the House. I do too.
Okay.
So there.
Hey, listen,
so
I'm willing to be wrong on that one. I think the Democrats will do very well in governorships.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I think I can't figure out what Katie Hobbs is doing in Arizona, but
yeah,
she's running against, you know, Ilsa She-Wolf of the Republican Party. So.
Well, she's spectacularly lit, Carrie Lake is.
Yeah, boy, she really knows her. She really knows her production values,
she
doesn't
she? She does. I will give her that. She does.
I mean, there's more Vaseline on that lens than...
Never mind.
I'm not making lubricant jokes. I'm not doing that on election day.
Charlie, your piece this week, though, is exactly, obviously, you know, all the reporting now, Trump's going to declare. It's so clearly to, you know, distract from what appears to be coming indictments. I mean, you just said what a test for the elite political media this is going to be. Twice impeached dude runs for president again. Will that be in the lead of every story? It should be. It's the truth. No more rides on his airplane. No more lingering shots of an empty podium. You all know good and well what he's about. I mean, it will really be interesting to see what this 2.0 is going to be, if it is going to be.
Yeah. I mean, until he actually announces, I'm wondering about this.
Yeah.
Because once he announces, he can't use that sweet Republican money to pay his lawyer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that has got to be a factor for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Letitia James isn't going away.
Nope.
Fannie Wills is not going away.
Yeah.
You know, Merrick Garland, assuming he's here, is not going away. So, I mean, he's going to have legal bills like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Now he cannot pay them, which is, you know, his way of doing business. But I don't know. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, basically.
Yeah. Well, and as of today, you said, how the hell do I know? The polls are a mess. The early voting numbers look strong for Democrats, but so many fishy conservative polling outfits are at work. It's hard to see the bottom of the river for all the mud and dirt stirred up. What I do know is Republicans burped up the worst damn slate of Senate candidates in the history of representative government. And if any of or all of them get elected, it's because the country has made a tacit decision that self-government is for suckers and anyone can do it. If that's the collective will of the people as expressed by their votes, so be it. Yeah, and you actually, you know, you were talking about, what's his name, Tuberville, right? You said, I saw Alabama exchange a brave Democratic prosecutor for a cement-headed football coach, so why should I be surprised if Georgia trades the pastor of Dr. King's church for a brain-addled football star who thinks pronouns render our soldiers vulnerable to grenades? And you just, yeah, so then you said what you just said, Dems hang out of the Senate and maybe lose the House by a thin margin. Governors do surprisingly well. I mean, I guess we say it every time, but it's all about turnout. I mean, the early voting numbers.
It's all about who votes. It's all about who votes and how many of them are there.
Yep.
I mean, that's particularly true on election day. You can't do anything about anything now.
Right.
I guess now you can file lawsuits, which is being done. But I mean, for most of us and for almost all of the media, there's nothing to do today.
Right. I mean, Charlie, I'm not sure the percentage of states. Do you know that it has same-day registration that you could, presumably, even if, you know, register and vote today?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't know why anybody would not have it. I mean, right. I do know why anybody would not have it, but I mean, it certainly makes sense to me, you know.
Well, I think, as you kind of implied, Charlie, this is the clearest, you know, not even a dog whistle anymore. It's been in terms of them just trying to get mail-in ballots thrown out, period. Just because they know that they're going to tend to be Democratic.
They've even tried to get, remember in 2000 when Al Gore was accused of trying to throw out military ballots?
Yep. Right.
Joe Lieberman jumped in and said that they should count them, and that pretty much submarined the Gore people. They're throwing out military ballots in a number of states on the basis of you know, the same way they're trying to throw out the rest of the absentee ballots, and nobody knows any. I mean, nobody cares. In right. 2000, this was a pivotal moment in the Florida recount. Mm-hmm. Now it's just, you know.
Right. But why are they doing that, though?
The same reason they're trying to, you know, throw out any absentee ballot. It's right. not dated properly. Right. It doesn't have the right, you know, pentagram drawn. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, it doesn't have the proper, you know, portrait of Ron Johnson's face on the ballot.
So. Right. You need one of those in Madison, because that's where those people commune with Satan, as Bill O'Reilly used to tell us. So,
and you know what? You know what? I've done it, and it's fun up there.
Madison, Wisconsin, where we expect those people to be communing with Satan up there in the Madison, Wisconsin.
Don't forget your pentagram on your ballot. Okay.
Communing with Satan is a lot more fun in Madison than it is in most places.
It is. I've done
don't
it.
I know it. Been I, there, done that.
I
yeah.
did that last
first,
year.
First of all, the music's a lot better.
Yes.
Communing with Satan in Austin is the same way. That's a good place to commune with Satan.
Right.
West Lafayette, Indiana, not so much.
Happy Election Day, Charlie.
Happy Election Day. Everybody calm down.
Okay. All right.
Smoke them if you've got them.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And read Charlie's updates.
Chew the gummies if you've got them.
Yeah.
Read Charlie's updates at Esquire Politics, because you'll be updating all day long. Correct, Charlie?
Yes.
I'm going to go out and do some actual reporting here in about 5 minutes.
Well, thank God you're wearing your jaunty reporter's cap.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's mine. All right. Actually, it's mine. My Whitey Bulger Memorial Scally cap. Or I'll rip out your teeth.
Oh, I always thought that was a white supremacist erection, but that's, I don't know, a Whitey Bulger. I didn't know that it was a guy. Who knew it was a guy? Okay, love you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. I'm just saying, that's how to turn that husky frown upside down on Spruce.
That was a husky frown.
Right, yeah, that was a husky, was very upset. It's raining frown, and now she needs a Dr. Modi's food. That's the closest I've seen a dog smile. I'm just telling you. Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food from Dr. Marty. It is right. You know, it's like I the healthiest food for them, but that they love the best. It's like if kids loved carrots instead of donuts. It's hard to explain. It's the best food for them, and it's also delicious, and they go crazy, and they do a little river dance. Yeah. Okay. Dr. Marty, renowned veterinarian. He's worked with celebrities, countless doggy parents, to support the health and happiness of their dogs. It has zero artificial preservatives, fillers, meat byproduct meal, or any junk food ingredients. Premium cuts of meat. Omega-3 rich seeds, antioxidant-rich vegetables and fruit. It is designed to support your dog's youthful energy. Their coat, shiny, shiny, shiny. Mm-hmm. Poops, firm, fantastic. Oh, just, sorry. I was having a flashback. They can have a happy, active, full life at any age. For a limited time, save 54% off right now on Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out.
Who are those freaks?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
An awesome gift for the men in your life they'll love and actually use? It is possible. Give them a gift from Man Crates. Show them you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com, like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters and snacks, or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience too. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with 100% satisfaction guarantee. He will think it's awesome, or Man Crates will make it right. Get 20% off orders over $149 with the code BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. That's BFWEEK22 at mancrates.com. The holidays are here. Get something for all the men in your life at mancrates.com. Don't forget, the code is BFWEEK22, mancrates.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving and the holiday season are only a few days away, and there's still time to look your very best and years younger with Genucel Skincare. This Thanksgiving season, save 70% off Genucel's most popular package at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel products target forehead wrinkles, fine lines, dark spots, skin redness, that sagging jawline, and even the most annoying bags and puffiness gone right before your eyes. Plus, with its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed or your money back. Treat yourself to the best skincare money can buy this holiday season. You deserve it. From now until Thanksgiving, get your complimentary hyaluronic acid deep correcting serum absolutely free when you check out. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. Now enter my special code Stephanie for an additional 10% off your entire purchase. And just for the holidays, enjoy free shipping and a holiday gift bundle with every most popular package. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie, Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 23. Winds out of the west around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday with highs in the low 50s. Chance of snow and highs in the upper 20s on Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
Stephanie Miller.
Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems, that's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them, that's the goddess in
me. You could've had a bad bitch, not committal. Help you with your career, just a little. You're supposed to hold me down, but you're holding me back.
Travis and I are both doing white person hands.
It was what? An interpretive dance. Thank you, lady.
I just realized we both looked equally lame. Thank you. Yes. Dave in
Speak
Minneapolis.
For yourself, bag of knives.
What? What? Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. You know, one of the things I want to say regarding the Herschel Walker comment that was done, you know, quite a while ago now about men not being able to have babies. I've had two, and I've got the stretch marks to show for it. That's what I want to say. You know, also, this constant battering away at the rights about voting, for voting, it's as if they completely have ignored the most fundamental aspect of democracy, was the ability to vote. And don't they realize that there will be a boomerang effect to this? It will come back to bite them in some kind of a, in some yeah. way. They can't possibly block up every leak in their little system without it actually going to come back, and it's going to hurt them, and it's going to hurt them worse than what they think they're doing to yeah. the Democrats and to the left at this point.
We're getting ready to play a bunch of sound bites of Trump and his awful demon seed. And Travis said it off air. He just said, these are just awful people.
Mm-hmm. That's not the word I used. That is not the word
I'm sorry. You said people. It's true.
But you can't.
But that's like, you know, you're a pastor, but that's like where what we're at. It's just, it's, there's Trump out there bashing Nancy Pelosi again. Like, they just have, the at long last, no decency. They really don't. I mean, it's very, I don't even know when this got to be partisan. It's like, there's this stupid, who is this, Cokie or Gummy? Cokie.
Yes.
Don Jr.
Yeah, because you could
mocking a stroke victim. And while they have Herschel Walker running, I'm sorry, whatever Herschel Walker's damage is, it's permanent.
Yeah.
John Fetterman is doing much better
every
and
day.
Will be much better.
Every yeah. day and, he gets better.
Right. But here's the Cokie.
And he can think, but he's incapable of forming a sentence. And they're like, it doesn't matter because you know what? It probably doesn't. They'll put him in there. He'll vote however Chuck Schumer tells him to.
Oh, Lord.
You don't have to think. You just have to be able to, like, show up and, like, raise your hand. And since his comments on Roe v. Wade today, it doesn't seem like he even can do that right. But I'm sure they'll get a puppet, you know, pull the string, raise the hand one way when it matters. But that's what we're up against. We're up against a Democrat Party today that doesn't believe that a United States senator should not have mush for brains. Mush for brains should be 100% fine. That should be the yep. Democrats' slogan for 2024 because that's what they got us in 2020.
Yet he endorsed Herschel Walker?
Right. First of all, I was yes. just going to say, first of all,
yeah,
Herschel Walker. Second of all, your brother's Eric. Okay, so...
Fair.
Mush for brains is kind of relative, I think. Yes.
I think I kind of stopped being outraged by everything this family says a long time ago because yeah. that's just what they do.
Yeah, they're walking internet.
Exactly. So I'm just not, yeah. I don't yeah. give a crap about what they say.
Sometimes they raise it to a new level, though. Yeah. Like,
but oh, like yesterday.
That's a new low. That is expected from them.
But yesterday we said in every situation, Trump is like, how can I be a bigger D than yeah. I was about this yesterday?
Yeah, right.
Oh, here's how. Yes.
Up and down the ballot, Republican, and we're going to end crazy Nancy Pelosi's political career once and for all. Once and for all. Under Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the radical Democrat Congress, Florida workers and families are under siege.
What?
They're saying lock her up.
Why?
And he's smiling and laughing.
Why? Why are they saying that?
Because she's crazy.
We have a feisty crowd today, Marco.
Okay.
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, no, it gets worse. Of course it does.
This was just a cabal. This was just a group of people okay. where crazy Nancy Pelosi, by the way, how's she doing lately? How's she doing? Where crazy Nancy Pelosi has the votes.
What?
That's a hilarious God. Reference to her husband just being nearly bludgeoned to death
by one of his supporters.
Wow. Oh, and then
this was last night.
Coup de grace. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Nancy Pelosi said, "Please don't call them animals. They're human beings." I said, "No, they're animals." Of course, I think she's an animal too. You want to know the truth? They'll say, "Oh, what a horrible thing he said about Nancy. She impeached me twice for nothing. Nothing." Mm. They'll say, "Oh, these people, the fakers back there." They'll say, "What a horrible thing. Mm. He called Nancy Pelosi an animal." Let me tell you, what she does to this country or what she did to the and the turmoil.
So that Kevin McCarthy said that the way to tone things down is for Joe Biden to stop with the name calling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
we'll get to that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he just... former president called Speaker of the House, whose husband was almost bludgeoned to death, an animal.
By one of his supporters.
But Biden needs to tone down the rhetoric.
Did you expect anything else from Trump?
58 minutes after the hour. Jody Hamilton's here, which is fun.
The
the Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey there, fellow working-class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.